So I've never really been a part of like a crew or group, anything like really social, like in high school, even to now. Like, I find that whenever I try to be a part of something like that's a social circle or something like that, I find myself putting aside the things that I want to do to please the circle. If that makes sense. And it's like, why not? Why can't we do it like this? Or why can't I do that? Why can't we do this? So, and in when that happens, I found myself throughout my life, throughout my years, that have to go and create my own thing. I just go and do my own thing, create my own lane, because because the circles, social circles that I want to be part of, they do it their way. You know what I mean? I find that, like, if I try to say, hey, we should try this, we should try that, right? They don't want to do it that, they don't want to do it that way. In most cases. So I'm just like, well, I guess I got to do it myself. I got to do it myself, you know what I mean? And that's just how, and like, when I do it myself, when I choose to do things myself, like say starting a podcast, starting comedy, my YouTube channel, playing guitar, learning programming, learning all these things in my life where I just chose to do it. In those particular skills, like programming or guitar or comedy or the podcast world, there's a certain structure way that you have to do it. And I'm just like, what if you did this? What's wrong with that? Why not? That's like my premise. Like, why not? Because everybody else isn't doing it. That's probably why the way you're doing it doesn't work. Because you're trying to do it like everybody else. And for me, it's just like I want to be a part of a group. You know what I mean? I want to be a part of society. You know what I mean? And it seems like the only way for me to be a part of society is to pick my own lane. Choose my own lane. Choose what I'm doing. I noticed when I go to do open mic, I'm a lot cleaner than the other comedians because that's just my lifestyle. That's just how I choose to be. It's not like I'm saying everybody else is doing dirty, so I have to do clean. I'm not doing that. Why am I going to do that? And why am I going to do that to myself and do something because of others? You know what I mean? So my stuff naturally comes out clean because that's how I talk. I choose to speak. I choose to speak a certain way. And that goes back to my belief, what I believe in, you know, speaking words and that type of stuff, right? So that's just who I am, right? That's just one example of me choosing a lane that is my own that breaks the norm to where people are like, why are you doing it like this? You're supposed to do it like that. Well, I've had in the past where I do choose my own lane. It works. Go figure. It works for me, you know? And in the past, as long as I've chose my lane and kept my head down and worked on it, it became something to where it was valuable to people. Like, oh wow, how did you do this? Well, I didn't listen to everybody, and I chose to do what I wanted to do, what I wanted to do, and that's how it got here. It's almost like I didn't follow the crowd to get here. I followed myself. Like, I followed what I wanted to do to get here. And I like being social, you know what I mean? I like talking to people, I like networking and stuff like that. It almost seems like that'll be the extent of my social interactions with people, like professional. There you go. A professional relationship with other people. And I do have like people that I talk to through messages and stuff like that. Like, I guess you call them friends, you know? I didn't know that's what you call them. Yeah, and like my wife too, she's like my best friend. Like, I always spend time with her and I talk to her. So it's not like I have a lot of time to spend with a lot of people. I mean, I think it's good to have friendships outside of marriage. I mean, friendships outside of just your marriage partner. Does that make sense? Like, of course you're gonna be best friends with your wife or your spouse, but at the same time, like, you can still have other professional relationships or friends to talk to. I choose not to have women friends. Because my because I'm respecting my I'm respectful to my wife, right? Because friendship, what I think, because it's just weird. Because and there's we're getting into the weeds here, because this is a touchy subject for a lot of people. If you're married and you're friends with a woman, that's already a red flag, because you're it's like friendships will be eventually turn into relationships. It would return into marriage, right? And I tell my wife everything about women that are in my DMs, about my podcast, about my brand. I tell her everything. And my wife's smart enough to know, like, hey, she's flirting with you. Or, hey, this is actually a business transaction. You know what I mean? This and this and that, which is cool. But it seems like if we choose that, like to have friendships with women, and we're like, if I choose to have a friendship with a woman and I'm married, like, it's natural to want to go past friendship with that other woman. So I stop it at the professional level. The friendship that I stop any relationship that I have with women, I stop it at the professional level. Because anything past that, it belongs to my wife. Right? Why not? Now, like, there's other relationships that women that you could have. Like, I have two brothers. One of my brothers is married. He's got a wife. You know what I mean? We have to communicate and talk, like, stuff like that. So she could be considered a family, because that's my brother's wife, you know. Same thing with my wife. She has siblings also. They're married. You know, she has a brother, two brothers, and they're married and they have wives. And it's just like learning how to be among family members, stuff like that. So probably more on that later. Yeah, I didn't know I was going to talk about this. But back to what I was talking about, like being in your own lane. Being in my own lane has taught me a lot, because like whenever I learn new skills or new things, I go into those circles to learn new things, right? And then I can get caught up in those social aspect of those that is around those skills. And eventually there's politics involved in those circles where you learn stuff, right? And there's crowds in there that you want to be around. There's other crowds that you don't want to be around in that circle involving that skill. In the podcast world, you know. And it's okay to, I've learned that it's okay to not want to be around them or not want their advice. I mean, not their advice, or not want to, or just keep it at a professional level, basically, right? When I'm choosing my own lane, because also too, when I choose my own lane, when I choose to do things the way I want to do it and not the way everybody else is going to do it, I'm gonna bump heads with a, you know, we're gonna, I'm gonna bump heads, like, bump heads meaning like, there's going to be tension with me and other people in the space. Other podcasters that might not see eye to eye with me. They don't like me, or I don't like them, or whatever, you know, that tension. And I don't enjoy it particularly, but I know that it's necessary whenever you're coming into a new circle, or not a new circle, but like a new skill, a new industry. Like, I'm doing comedy now. I've been in the podcast world. I'm a musician. I'm a truck driver. There's all these, you know, I did programming for a little while. And there's going to be tension between people that are other professionals in the space, and you have to learn how to navigate that. I've had to learn how to navigate that. It's just, I'm talking about this because I'm just getting into a new scene, a new skill, and I'm seeing again that when I try to follow the crowd in that skill, it's not going to work for me because I'm choosing them over myself. So I've got to choose myself and just let things be the way they have been, the way I know that they're going to be when I choose to do it my way. And that's not saying that I ignore advice. It's just picking my own lane. That's what it is. Anyways, thanks a lot, you guys, for listening. Like, comment, subscribe. You want to support the podcast, I'll leave a link below where you can shoot me a Cash App or something like that. Yeah, check it out. Appreciate you. Bye.